Jeff King of Denali won the Kuskokwim 300 sled dog race for the 9th time yesterday. 21 teams competed. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes reports.
Give it up for Jeff King. Ladies and gentlemen, here comes your 2013 Kuskokwim 300 champion.
The field was competitive, but 56-year-old Jeff King proved that he still knows how to win this race better than anyone else. The veteran musher crossed the finish line at 11 a.m., an hour before the rest of the field. King says he tries to balance the right speed for the right distance, which can be a challenge when the dog's natural instinct is to go faster than he wants.
You need to take a look at my brake on the back of my sled. It is just trashed. I haven't had a brake for 150 miles because it just disintegrated with the full strength of my weight and the sled, and on this ice it just exploded.
He started the race with the dog in his sled bag, and he had others using just their necklines so they wouldn't pull too hard. It paid off with a $22,000 first place prize. King finished in front of second place Tony Browning of Nenana and third place Pete Kaiser of Bethel, among a slew of other Iditarod veterans. Browning, who runs dogs for Aaron Burmeister's kennel, said he expected to win, but his dogs got sick in the middle of the race.
Had to nurse them all the way around Whitefish Lake. Spent a couple of hours here, a couple of hours there.
The 55-year-old says when his dog started feeling better, he was able to pass all the other teams but King's. For second place, Browning takes home $16,500, which he says will go to orphans in Kenya, Africa, part of his missionary work he does when he's not mushing. This race was the 34th running of the K300, which is known for its adverse conditions. Racers left Bethel Friday night on an icy trail, facing a 35 below zero headwind. Saturday, they traveled through blowing snow, and on the final stretch, it was above freezing. For mushers like Browning, that's just what they were after.
Really, we just came over to put some good hard miles on them, because you can't, this is the place to do it. I mean, you get all the weather, you get everything.
Finishing fourth was Paul Gephardt, fifth was Sim Smith, and sixth, Roan Boozer. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.
Mushers in Fairbanks and Whitehorse handed over thousands of pounds of dog food, human food, and personal items to Yukon Quest race officials last Saturday. As KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, the annual food drop brings both a sense of relief and a taste of reality to those who are signed up to run in the International Sled Dog Race.